Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Oh My Lanta. You guys, we have a special guest. Welcome, my dad.
Hello, hello.
Can you tell that he's not enthusiastic right now?
I'll get there.
He's like, I could be doing so many better things than recording the podcast
episode. No, I could be doing so fewer things right now.
Than sitting on the floor talking about toys for however long we're going to talk about.
Sure, sure.
Talk for.
Well, we could talk about toys for a long time. Yeah, a long time. You're going to need to take some PTO.
Yeah, I'm like, I'll have to call off of work tomorrow. So last weekend was Father's Day, and then on Tuesday is Dad's birthday. So in the family household, it is known as Darren Week. It's a national holiday, so expect to get this entire week off next year. We're still trying to get it passed by the Senate. So you're welcome.
It's tough for people to give my week off coming this shortly. You know, this quick after Juneteenth and everything. It's like holidays on top of holidays.
Yeah, and then 4th of July, and that's coming up. So
it's really tough being sandwiched in between the two of those.
Yeah, but you're kind of a big deal, so.
Yeah, we'll see.
I guess. Or as he likes to think so. No. So I thought we would talk about toys. Granted, I'm usually pretty prepared. I feel like a common occurrence with me in the past couple months is that I am not prepared.
Oh, boy.
But that's
it. I'm out of here.
All right. He's on strike. He's not listening to the podcast ever again.
Not prepared.
My listeners just went down to one.
why'd my episode have to be the one that you're least prepared for? Why'd it have to be me?
Cause I thought it'd be the easiest one.
It might be.
I don't know. We just start yapping. Yesterday we went and, doused ourselves in the sun for about 5.5 hours recording videos for a Christian camp that I go to every summer, and where Dad was playing a character called Park Ranger Randy, or as he would say, Park Ranger Rick, or recently today he said Park Ranger Pete. So
I'm still trying to find myself in the role, and yet we're actually done recording now.
So the time has passed. But I feel like we're both a little like,
we were dragging towards the end of that.
Yeah, it was brutal.
Not too bad to start the day. The first probably hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. Got toasty out there.
It was hot and humid, thick air.
Yeah.
You know, you can cut it.
And a very physical roll as well. So
yeah,
literally a roll.
Yeah. Yeah. He threw himself down this big hill at the campsite. Now, mind you. He was willing. He offered. I didn't even ask. He's like, I'll roll down the hill.
How hard is it to roll?
The first time he did it, it was pretty good, but I recorded it in a time lapse, which we were wanting, but I didn't consider how fast it would make him roll in the video.
It was fast.
So we needed to do it again, and after the second roll...
After the first roll, first of all, I laid there and looked at the sky, and there was this one cloud that kept moving quickly from the left side of my vision to the right side, and then it would reset like it was being replayed to the left side to the right side. I said, I'm laying there looking up at the sky saying, that's really...
weird.
I was.
You're like, this cloud is moving.
I was off after the first roll. And it was a long roll.
I
tried to flail. I tried to throw my legs out. I tried to, my arms out. I tried to make it look as messy of a fall as possible.
His body definitely made a flap sound on the ground several times. But man, after that second one, he landed and it was instantly.
I'm going to get sick. I did not throw up, but I retched. 3 or 4 times.
I think 4 times.
And there was one time during the end of the roll, I said, I'm rolling, and she's not going to use any of my audio.
Yeah.
And as I'm rolling, I said, I'm going to throw up.
I didn't hear it in the moment, but we play it back, and you can hear him say, I'm going to throw up. And I'm like, roll.
Roll, keep going. Give me a few more rotations. And I'm like, oh, man. And I came up out of that on my hands and knees.
Instantly wrenched.
It was not good.
It was crazy.
You're laughing, and I'm like, hey, it's fine.
It was fine. It was one of those moments too, because I was so freaked out because I've never heard him like that, and I don't know, but it was just funny too because it's like on your hands and knees.
When we've been trying to stay hydrated, so we're both drinking Powerade. I'm drinking my favorite flavor, purple, and I was expecting to paint the grass purple at any single moment. So and she ran up and she said, "Do you need anything? What can I get you? What do I need?"
Water
and
I'm towel.
Like, oh boy. And I said, give me some water and a towel. And she ran all the way back up the hill to the truck and got the things, came back down. And at some point, I just kind of recovered. But after riding the Guardians of the Galaxy ride, which pushed Cosmic me close rewind. To the edge, I said, I think we're going to need to do the... It was an awesome ride, unbelievable mm-hmm. ride. But and I wouldn't have wanted to not have gone. Experience to have missed it.
Yeah.
But I was not doing real well after that.
Yeah, you weren't good after that. Everest.
But I recovered quicker. And Everest, that mm-hmm. one I was like, oh boy, you guys do the next one, next ride after me. I'm going to just sit here and get some air. But this was... But in neither one of those cases, those wild rides, did I retch. Did I go deep into the stomach?
Oh my gosh, that's
muscle.
That's the worst feeling too. I was telling mom and dad after my boyfriend at the time and I, we had went to Islands of Adventure? Yeah,
Beyond.
We went to Islands of Adventure at Universal and we went on the Harry Potter ride. And I've only done that one other time. And that time I got really sick to my stomach and motion sick. And we got off that ride, so my second time riding it. And we got off that ride, and he looked at me, he's like, "Are you okay?" I was pale, and I'm already pale enough. I was like translucent.
Transparent, yeah.
Because he asked, and I said, "I just threw up 3 times and had to swallow it each time." And that ride, it was disgusting.
That's not
it was
good.
Brutal.
That is not
that ride
good.
Will jack you up.
Yeah. The way I describe my throwing up, and I hope no one out there is listening to this while having breakfast. Mine is when I do throw up, and it's very rarely. I was kind of like Seinfeld, where I had about a 20-some-year stretch where I had not literally where I'd not thrown up. I had not thrown up for 20-some years or whatever.
Yeah.
Of course, that passed a long time ago, many stomach flus ago, and all that good stuff. But
yeah.
When I do throw up, it is a violent, violent time.
Violent experience.
It is, yes. For the ears, it is like, oh my gosh. I mean, probably only compared to an alien bursting through my chest as far as what the sound would be, you know.
It's crazy when I feel like you get sick enough to that point. I don't know. Sometimes I'll just be like, oh, I used to take iron pills, iron supplements, and it was so funny because if I did not eat, all of a sudden I'd just be like, I gotta throw up. And I'd throw up and be like, all right, time to go to work. And just like as if nothing happened.
Wow.
But it's funny too because when your body takes over, it's like,
yeah. Like, yeah, it's just like it's doing
you
stuff.
Just, you have to go and
you're
do
just
it.
Kind of along for the ride with your body now at this
like,
point.
All right, it's like, do okay, what you need to do.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Get it out of your system. I'm just here. So.
Yeah. Well, throwing up aside,
we spent 10 minutes on. Heaving.
Talking
so,
about
yeah, dry heaves. So, yeah.
We're going to talk about toys.
Toys.
So, I think the first one I want to say is, what is, like, what's your most coveted toy or, like, purchase of a collectible that's, like, your favorite?
Well, probably one of my nearest and dearest that I have to my heart,
mm-hmm.
you know, toys, action figures. I have my, and we're coming to you live.
Yeah.
Maybe not so live, but we're coming to you from my toy
Star
slash
Wars
Star
room.
Wars G.I. Joe room or whatever, is on the top shelf that G.I. Joe, Australian fighter. I was given that at age 5 by my great, great grandmother.
Oh, really? Who did not, that exact one?
That figure was given to me by not my grandmother,
my great-great-grandmother.
I was about 5 years old. This has been about
5.
It's been like 1968.
Wow.
Something like that.
Wow.
So,
that's in great condition then for being...
It's a reproduction outfit.
Oh,
on the
okay.
but that I knew was
so
on
it's
it.
Not authentic. No, I'm kidding.
But that's the actual figure. And my brother, Daryl, I do have his that she gave him, and I've got him in really good shape. He's not
cool.
out on display, but I have him.
That's cool.
And I think I have a snow Arctic adventure outfit on.
You always
like
the snow tactical
snow.
Gear
snow's
ones.
Cool.
Yeah.
Snow's cool. All the white and the white camo and
and the fur
and the gear.
And,
oh yeah. And you know.
I feel like they have like their cool. All their extreme tactical goggles and stuff.
The big goggles, the tinted goggles and stuff like that. So, yeah, I like
that's
my G.I. Joes.
That's your one.
I mean, I love Star Wars figures. I love, I'd probably go next to like my, you know, my vintage 1970s Star Wars Kenner collection. Those, yeah, those figures, which are all, I would say they're not mint because they're not in the package. They're not on the little bubble, in the little bubble on the card, but they are as mint as a figure can be out that's been opened, because they were literally taken out and put on my shelf on display, because that's, you know, that's how we roll.
But,
you know, I'm 14 years old when I'm collecting these things. It's not like you're getting on the floor.
When do you age? I thought you were supposed to be 13.
That's probably true. But when, you know, you're not getting on the floor when playing with them and, much, but you're buying them, you're looking, you're playing, you know, you're looking them over, you're putting the stuff in their hands and posing them a little bit, and then you're putting them on a shelf. So, but they're, those go way back.
So that's your JoJo. Really, what's your, those, what's your top Star Wars one?
My top Star Wars,
like, coveted collectible.
Collectible? Wow, that's really tough, because I've got a lot of Star Wars stuff.
He's got a lot.
I mean, I love my big Millennium Falcon, which was a reproduction.
Yeah.
You know, back in the, since the 2000s. I love that. I love my big AT-AT Walker.
Yeah.
Both of those are
Do you still have the early bird special?
I never got those.
You never got that?
I bought the, I got them as they came out on cards, you know.
Okay. Explain what the early bird special early is
bird,
to those. That
early bird, when Star Wars first came out, and, you know, and there were just no toys out. It's not like these days where, like, Superman's coming the 11th of July.
And so then there's, and all there's these toys before.
There's Superman toys out now, you know. Yeah. But then, and they didn't know that this was going to be this hit that it was, or whatever. So that Kenner came out with the, that Christmas, they had to have something, you know. Basically, they you bought a, you bought a promise of figures that would be that would be sent. It was R2-D2, Princess Leia, Luke, and Darth Vader. Four
that
figures
you would eventually,
that you would eventually get. In the meantime, you, they mailed you this packet of with some stickers, membership card, the base display that folded out for them and stuff. And then, and then what, February, something like that, you got the
you
figures.
Would get that.
I remember the figures started showing up on, you know, on store shelves or on store pegs, sometime around before Easter that year, like March or something. The first figure I think I saw and held in my hand was Obi-Wan Kenobi, and that's one of the first figures I got. I think I got, I think the Easter Bunny, quote unquote, or whatever, brought us each three figures. I think Daryl, my brother, got Darth Vader and two Stormtroopers, you know, and I think I had Obi-Wan, Luke, and Han Solo, or whatever. No Leia at first, No Leia at first. No Leia. But eventually, filled out the collection or whatever. And there's about just under 100 of those with the three movies or whatever. But,
oh, wow. But those, do you have all of those?
I don't have every single one. I kind of fell off and Return of the Jedi as far as buying every single alien and stuff like that.
What, what are those size? What is the size?
Three and three quarter inch. Three and three, they call it 3¾ inch.
So is that the size of like
that's,
those right
that's
there?
That's a little G.I. Joe, like the G.I. Joe Real American Hero collection later on came out in it. And they based that 3¾.
Okay.
And that's based on Luke's height. So like Han's a little taller. So he's probably closer to 4 inches or something like that.
Oh, really? That's cool. Yeah. Is that the ones where there's the telescoping...
Telescoping lightsaber, which my Luke is the telescoping lightsaber.
Isn't that worth some?
It's worth
bucks?
Some bucks. It's worth. Yeah. It's worth some bucks.
Because usually it would be like the ones you would find are like broken.
Broken, or you cannot. It doesn't telescope. They made it to where it didn't.
Wow.
It didn't come
That's
out
cool.
in two sections or whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, mine does, That's and mine neat. Again is mint, not on card, basically.
Yeah.
You know, no paint scuffs, no scratches.
That's
no,
impressive.
Nothing.
I mean, especially
so,
with like. Because how long would you have had that?
I mean, I was probably 14, so I mean, we're talking...
So,
you
I mean,
know,
that's plenty
quite,
of moves, you know?
I think
I
that,
mean, like...
the, you know, it's 1977, this would probably been 78. You know, the 50-year anniversary of Star Wars, later on Star Wars A New Hope, you know, that's coming up in just 2 years. So, yeah, we're talking almost 50 years ago, I've had... Some of the, those figures.
Oh, that's crazy. So Star Wars was initially, the first one was just known as Star Wars.
It was Star Wars.
Star Wars.
It didn't
A
say
Hope.
A New Hope. It did not say A
New
Hope.
Oh, wow. I never
it
even thought
Star
of that.
Wars, and then the crawler came up.
Wow.
But I think it was like the re-release or something later down the road. They called it Chapter IV.
Yeah.
A New Hope.
Oh, wow.
But no, when
okay.
it first came out, it was Star Wars. You know, when Star Wars ended, you know, Darth Vader goes spinning out into space or whatever.
Yeah.
That could have been the end of it.
Yeah, it
and
could
you'd have
been
like,
done.
Well, okay, they never got they never killed Darth Vader. Or what, you know, yeah. Darth Vader survived, but that was kind of how that all ended. And the Empire was still around or whatever.
Because how many years was there then till the next one came out?
It was a couple of years. Yeah. One of my coolest... Now, I have somewhere up there on the top shelves, there's a 12-inch Boba Fett figure.
Yeah.
Which I can see. I did some trading in at a shop, some other toys and stuff, mm-hmm. and built up some credit and eventually bought that, because I didn't buy it originally when it came out. One of the coolest experiences I had was going to see Return of the Jedi mm-hmm. at our historic Virginia Theater, mm-hmm. you know, which was just an awesome, like, the, you know, the Virginia Theater is like old school, big movie theater.
Yeah.
Balcony, mezzanine, you know, all that kind of stuff. Opera boxes or whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm going to see that. I think my brother Daryl and my dad and mm-hmm. I went and saw the first Star Wars. I can't remember if our sister was along with us for the second mm-hmm. one, but when we went and saw...
Would she have been too young for the first one?
Possibly, okay. Yeah. She had been like 7, you know, so... Yeah. And, you know,
but not, maybe not interested, yeah.
Right. So, we went to see We went to see Empire Strikes Back. Sorry, my brain's...
No, that's okay. You're good. It's the heat stroke. I got a lot of
movies in it. No, yes, okay. It's still... Yeah, I'm still dehydrated from yesterday. we went to see Empire Strikes Back. Mm-hmm. Now I'm probably like 16 years old, something like that. Yeah. It's a couple of years have gone by since Star Wars or whatever. Mm-hmm. I do remember it was my dad. I do remember it was my brother and myself. Maybe our sister with us. Not sure. Mm-hmm. The theater, you know, we went a couple of weeks after it had been out. Theater was not jam-packed that day or anything, mm-hmm. we were there probably a little bit early, but I noticed some guy who's probably in his 20s, you know, probably mm-hmm. in his 20s, a little older than I am, you know, and he has his, he has like kind of an army jacket on, you mm-hmm. know, and I just thought U of I student, you know, guy, longer hair, maybe a beard, something like mm-hmm. that, you know, but just like, okay, he's over from campus, the university to check it out or whatever. Guy has a backpack with him. Okay? Has a backpack. Okay. You know where I'm going with this?
I know
this?
Where you're going with this.
Guy sets his backpack in the seat next to him. Uh-huh. He pulls out the 12-inch, which is the mm-hmm. up on the shelf there.
Yeah.
The 12-inch Boba Fett uh-huh. figure. He folds his legs in a seated position. So his legs out and then bends the knees or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he sets it up on the top of the back of the seat right next to him. Like, literally, like...
Yeah.
Going me and Boba movies, Fett, and we're here to watch the movie together. Yeah. And for some reason, that was like a breakthrough for me, because mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm 16, I'm in high school. I'm collecting in the shadows. It's like, you know, not the coolest thing to have, probably have.
Yeah.
Although it had another friend or two that probably had some Star Wars figures, but it's like, you know, you're collecting in dark corners action figures or whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, here's a guy who's in college or whatever, who literally is in a public setting, a movie theater, uh-huh. and pulls out this 12-inch, not a little guy, but a big 12-inch figure, poses him, sits him on the chair next to him, and by golly, the two of them are going to watch Empire Strikes Back together. And I thought, like I said, it was kind of a breakthrough moment. It's like, well,
that's
pretty dang cool. It's like, well, if he's not hiding his fandom or whatever, it's like, I mean,
why do I have to?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, why, you know, I just thought that was so cool. They just did that there in front of, you know, front of mm-hmm. everybody. And it's like, and it wasn't like he looking around or sheepish or shy about doing it. It's like, hey, I'm here to see Star Wars, and by golly, I'm going to watch it with my best buddy, Boba Fett. So it was really cool. It was like a, kind of a cool moment for me that I've always remembered. And it's just like somebody just...
Being themselves.
It's kind of like, it's nowadays, with your fandom and stuff, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, this is Big Bang Theory and so many other things, you know, fanboys and just Comic-Cons and stuff. It's like, mm-hmm. it's practically cool to be a geek about something or be all mm-hmm. in on something like that. Back then, not so much, you know, mm-hmm. it'd be more like, why are you wasting your money on stuff like that? You know, why are you, what are you doing?
Reminds me when I went to see all the titles are so similar. It's not Into the Spider-Verse, but it was like, it's the most recent one, but I took my Spider-Gwen and mm-hmm. my, Peter Porker and then the Peter B. Parker. I took all those figures with me to go see the movie.
Okay.
And they all sat in the cup holder and watched.
That's cool. I think it was the same theater in 89, the original 89 Batman, you know, Keaton Michael Keaton, okay. Batman. And
I had a, the Virginia?
Yeah. And I had a soft, and I had a soft, and that was, again, a big craze, like, I mean, the big billboards were all around town, mm-hmm. you know, just with the bat symbol.
That's cool. That bat symbol. That bat symbol is really iconic, and
it
just said,
I think it was June 24th. I think it was my birthday.
Really?
And it literally, the bat symbol, with that, it had kind mm-hmm. of that gold, like chromey goldish, kind yeah. of look, you know, mm-hmm. and the Tim Burton-y bat, you know, on
I,
there.
I really like
and
this,
literally,
yeah.
just all it said was June 24, I think, on the lower right-hand corner.
That's cool.
And
all
nothing
it
else. It's like you could do that. You could do that with Superman right now, July 11th, and
yeah.
just have the big
Boom.
S, you know.
Yeah.
Boom. But I remember I had a soft, I think it was by Applause, you know, one of the companies that made stuffed animals and, you know,
okay.
collectibles and mm-hmm. stuff. And I think it was Applause, but they'd make some kind of interesting, kind of little kitschy.
Like something you'd see like in like the claw machine at Walmart or
Probably,
something.
Probably, yeah, very much okay. like that. And like a little plastic head. He's about 10 inches tall or uh-huh. whatever. The rest of his body was just stuffed, just mm-hmm. filled. Like one of the things in the claw machine. It had a little leathery faux
yeah.
leathery cape or
yeah.
whatever. And I stuck him in my shirt, you know, my shirt pocket. So mm-hmm. he's just watching the movie. You know,
that's cute.
And again, I think I had a Batman shirt underneath
yeah.
it. And you just kind of bat geared up for that or whatever.
That's
said,
fun. You're
I'm
being
20,
yourself.
Yeah, you know, I'm probably, well... 89, so whatever that would
whatever.
Make me.
You're
I don't
63?
Know. Yeah, yeah.
25?
That sounds about right. I'll buy that.
29? 26?
Yeah,
26, I think. Well, that's cool, too, because maybe you're providing them that experience then for some other little kid.
Right, right.
Seeing
yeah,
you, like,
that's
oh, that's, that guy's
yeah.
so cool. They
that's
have
cool.
that,
we got
yeah.
He's got his Batman in his pocket yeah. watching the movie. So,
mm-hmm.
so yeah, I'm sure a lot of that had still, from the Boba Fett, it was still kind of in my mind, you know.
Ingrained, yeah.
And it's like, and again... times change and stuff. It's like, oh man,
everybody's
all in
on yourself. Yeah.
Everybody's all in on Batman or whatever the thing is,
yeah.
the Superman thing. Now I probably will not wear a red cape when I go see Superman, but
well, yeah.
But,
I mean,
you
if
know,
you did,
but,
yeah, I'd be like, well, I guess I'm not necessarily surprised. Or it's like one of your I always say Tommy Bahama, that's not what I mean to say. Who is that? Margaritaville?
Oh, like Jimmy Buffett?
One of your Jimmy Buffett, if you find a Superman one.
Superman, like,
you know, yeah.
Hawaiian shirt type
yeah.
shirt or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, something like that yeah. I wouldn't be surprised by. But
on the other hand, you know, I'm going to be 62 this week, but, you know, I'll be 62 by the time the movie comes out. And I could probably get away a little bit with the whole, you know... Guys, he's 62. I mean, he doesn't have much longer.
Just, anyway. Just let him do what he
just,
wants.
You know, we just let him.
Let him have some fun.
Yeah. Now, if I wear red underwear on the outside of my...
Then
we
then
have
I
a,
might go to a
have,
different
then
theater.
Then we have a problem. Then we have a problem,
yeah.
you know. But we're just going to wait for it to come out in streaming.
Yeah. Yeah, we prefer to do the at-home experience of this one. Don't ask us why. It's so, just it's a private
yeah.
thing, you know.
Yeah. But no, it's cool to be able to just say... Hey, I'm into this, and I've
yeah.
had people, you know, I've had people here for one reason or another visit mm-hmm. our house or whatever, and say something about Star Wars or whatever, and I'm
yeah.
like, oh, you have a second?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, and their eyes kind of light up or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, come with me, you know.
Like,
where,
oh.
And you bring them in here, and they're like, yeah. oh my gosh, wow, this is cool, you know. So
I mean, it's done
you find
really
more
well,
people,
yeah.
and I sold something not too long ago to a pastor at a church, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Down south, and we've had construction people in here talking to them mm-hmm. about a quote on a project or two, and again Star Wars came up, and it's like
yeah
huh, hey, you got a second?
Yeah, it's just it's
like,
fun to
oh
show
gosh.
Off what you care about,
so yeah,
you know?
but you find just in conversation you spend a few mm-hmm. seconds talking to somebody or whatever
yeah.
and now the guy that the pastor that that is the head of a church,
mm-hmm.
like I said, a couple hours south, I believe, from here. You know, he was coming and picking up a Star Wars item that I was
sure,
that I was
yeah.
selling. So we are I know, you know.
Already
but,
have that common ground.
But then him and I, you know, I carry the thing out. I meet him, you know, when he pulls up in the driveway. I thought I'd save him getting out of the vehicle
mm-hmm.
or whatever. And next thing you know, we stood there I mean, at some point we stood there so long, it's like, well, shoot, I should have just had you come in and
yeah.
sit down at the kitchen table or whatever. But,
yeah.
You know, we stood there and talked for an hour about Star Wars
mm-hmm.
and what he collects, what I collect, what we yeah. like, what we're excited about or what we've had or what that grail item is or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And it's just someone that was picking something up for
mm-hmm.
$40 or whatever. And next thing you know, we spend an hour.
You got a new buddy.
Yeah, yeah. So we're Facebook
cool.
friends now. And I said, hey... stay in touch, you know,
yeah.
type thing. So,
yeah.
yeah, you form, you know, you form
a little
some
community.
Yeah, kind of, yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. Well, now that we went on that tangent, let me talk about my coveted collection piece.
Let's do that.
I have a lot of different collections, obviously.
You basically have to break it down to coveted item per collection, which I would have to do too if I really went into it, but
yeah, I love a lot of different things, but I have two that instantly come to mind. I love my Julie American Girl doll.
Okay.
I love her, even though I cut her hair when I was a kid.
The Julie one. That's the one from the 70s, right?
Yeah, the very long blonde hair. I trimmed her hair because it was getting so fried on the end, or just because it's like...
You didn't take that much off, though, did
you? No, I didn't, but just like in the back of my head, I know I did it, and I haven't seen it since I was a kid now, because she's been stored, like, safely, and I'm so nervous one day to just look at it.
She might not look as bad as what you
She might not, and I'm sure I could spruce her up now and make it look better than when I did, but I think I was also scared because I was like, I'm going to get in trouble if I draw any more attention to this that I trimmed her hair.
Hey, it's your doll.
But I think my... I don't know. I think my top thing is my Dead Fast Ghoulia SDCC exclusive.
Okay. Which is cool.
I love that one. That was the first Monster High SDCC exclusive.
And it was your first Comic-Con. Comic-Con we went to on. I took you up to on that Sunday, isn't it? And we found it. Did we find that?
No, you ordered that one from
me. Okay. I was thinking you bought one that day.
Are you talking about at Wizard World?
At first Wizard World, I ran.
I think I bought, I got
Katana.
I bought Katana, and I think I bought the Ever After High one.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But Ghoulia, that's my coveted one. And she's pristine. She's still in the shipping box. I've seen some very cruddy ones go for $2,000 on eBay. So I love her.
The thing is, of course, mint in package, but it's like, if it's mint in package and you have the shipping box too, you know, and you'll never get I was like, pull something out of the shipping box, then the temptation just to make space and not have a pile of shipping boxes is tempting, and yet,
but it protects the boxes too.
There's no box that it will fit in better
and protect it better than
that
in.
Box. So we keep the shipping boxes too. And that, again, that adds a little value on top of.
Yeah. I think that's my top one. When I think of all my other stuff, I'm like, I don't have anything else that really tops it. I do really love I love Padme. Padme is my favorite Star Wars female. Mm-hmm. But I love Padme in her white outfit in Attack of the Clones.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't make a lot of stuff of her in that. And I think when I got the Funko Pop of her, they did the spring con or whatever for Barnes & Noble.
Okay.
And she was one of them. So that was really cool to get her in Funko Pop form.
Those were cool. I don't think Barnes & Noble has had a kind
I don't
of
think
a spring,
they've done that even since whatever. COVID or something.
Yeah, like what I don't even remember what they called that, but it was their version of a con or whatever, or where you could get some of the SDCC things.
Yeah,
that were
it was
show
like
up
associated with that
thing there. Whereas Target has their like Haul-a-thon or their Target Collect-a-thon thing,
SDCC thing. But they would release, you would see a full sheet of like, they have this one at GameStop, they have these three at Barnes & Noble, they have these two at Target, these ones at Walmart, and then there's random ones where it's like, there's this one at Trader Joe's,
random.
Well, we can't access that, or something like that, but those were fun when they would do that. I feel like maybe I have one that's like from 23, but even then, like,
there's
I don't
still
know.
A ton of Funko stuff out there. But I feel a little bit of that collectible
kind of,
thing has backed off just a little bit because there's so many pops just sitting
a lot
everywhere. But yet, there's still new ones.
They just
hopping up, if you will.
Oh, that's good. They just released these ones that I'm gonna have to get. Kim Possible.
Oh, that's cool.
It's fun. They made Ron Unstoppable, Kim Possible, and Chigo.
Okay.
And I definitely want Kim and Chigo. I think they're fun. They only released three of them, which in my opinion is really dumb if you create a series and you don't make all of the characters when there's at least six. Mm-hmm. You should just make them all. They made the Winx Club girls, but they only made Bloom, Stella, and Flora.
See, that's odd.
Which I'm like, that's make odd. The other three. Why? Because when they
you
do
can
it,
do
like,
that with the Powerpuff girls or whatever.
Yeah.
Because there's three
but
of
like,
them.
But like, why leave out Musa, Tecna, and Layla? Mm-hmm. I don't like it when they do stuff like that. Because like, I want them, but then I'm like, I don't want them if it's only going to be those three.
Right.
If it's going to be
it's
incomplete.
It's like coming out with the Beatles series, and it's George, Ringo, and Paul.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, what? Why would you do John, too?
Yeah, right. It's just, nope, sorry, John. I already got one. John had his own album.
You know, one thing, as we're sitting here, and as I'm scanning around my room, where mm-hmm. the Bitty Pops
yeah.
that have started, they've been around for a
those
year or two. They're fun. They're about an inch and a quarter high. They're mm-hmm. they're just mini versions of, I think they literally, at one point, are sitting around there scratching mm-hmm. their heads. It's like, okay, we need to come up with something new that collectors
yeah.
actually even have space for.
Yeah, because that's like, the, I mean, we're running out
okay,
of
let's
space.
Make these things an inch and a quarter tall.
Let's make all the ones that we made, but
made before,
tiny.
Tiny, and then maybe, mm-hmm. and make some little wall display or whatever.
They are fun. I do have to say, right. I wish that there wasn't the mysteries part of it.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
there are some characters that I'm like, I want that one.
I know.
Like, I have the Lord of the Rings ones that you guys got me for mm-hmm, my birthday. Mm-hmm. And they have Boromir as one of them, as one of the mystery ones. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, I want Boromir. But Aragorn was also a mystery one, which thankfully
that's
I got him.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's true. That's a lead character. You can't put a lead character as one that you might not get.
Right,
I'm like, that's,
right.
That's not never, fair in my opinion.
A mystery or you know, a lot of times, and they say this with G.I. Joe or Star Wars mm-hmm. Black Series collectibles, you know, SDCC ones should be ones that are kind of like
obscure,
real
characters.
Niche type thing that not everyone
niche.
Necessarily. Although niche, mm-hmm. niche.
Okay, I'm making up words.
But should be one that not everybody has to have. It shouldn't be a mainline. It's like okay,
yeah.
they've come up with a new figure for Star Wars. It's mm-hmm. it's a stormtrooper or whatever. It's like everybody wants.
Yeah.
But yet you're only so many are going to be able to get it. But
yeah.
if it's
no, I agree with that.
If it's something from a certain series or an this.
Like a continuation,
character.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, that's one that if I had, great. If mm-hmm. I can't get it,
that's how.
It's not
that's how
world.
I feel about the Monster High one that you sent me. Of there's this character named Twyla, and she's essentially the Boogeyman's daughter. And Monster High had this series called Sweet Screams, and I think that they had like four dolls in it. And for SDC, is it SDCC?
Yeah, those are... San Diego Comic Con.
No,
San
I meant Diego that's what they're releasing it for. I know what SDCC is.
I think so.
Yeah. thanks.
Break that down for you.
All right, thank
San
you,
Diego
mansplaining.
Comic-Con.
San Diego Ranger Randy. Okay. But they just released one randomly for the Sweet Scream series. So it's just, she was kind of niche then to add
right,
that.
Right.
But it was like, oh, well, yeah, I guess not a lot of people might be going after that one.
Right,
but
right. Well, and the companies always have just a little bit, whatever they don't sell mm-hmm. at Comic-Con
yeah.
or at a certain convention,
yeah.
They'll release maybe the Monday after or maybe mm-hmm. the week at sometime the week after.
Yeah.
But when those are gone, then that's
gone.
And those, yeah, people jump on those pretty fast. But once in a while, you've been able to get something
out,
and once
yeah.
in a while not. And you go to the old eBay thing or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, even paying twice or three times what
mm-hmm.
it costs on eBay. What does it cost for a plane ticket to fly to
a hotel,
to fly
food,
to
yeah.
California for San Diego Comic-Con? What mm-hmm. is the price for Comic-Con for it? Because you wouldn't go for a day. You'd go for the weekend or
yeah.
whatever. What is, like you said, the hotel going to run
mm-hmm.
me? What is the transport just from here to here to here to mm-hmm. here going to...
The
know,
food,
it's like,
the merchandise, everything that you're going to be spending.
Well, we're going to wrap this up soon, and
we're
going to
go
order
stuff.
every single Comic-Con convention exclusive.
SDCC,
exclusive. And, yeah, we'll actually be making money on that.
We'll get back to you on that. Yeah, that's true. I mean, maybe that's why there's a lot of people that... buy all this stuff and then resell it.
So, you know,
but
if you think about, or it's a Disney World exclusive,
yeah.
Walt Disney World. What's it
mm-hmm.
cost to go to Florida to
mm-hmm.
go? What's it cost for a ticket for the day to get into
yep.
Disney Hollywood Studios
mm-hmm.
to go back to Galaxy's Edge and to buy that lightsaber
yeah.
or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, okay, here's a guy who's charging. You know, a lot of the people will offer, there's certain Facebook groups where they call it, one of them's like smugglers, you know, galaxy smugglers or something
yeah.
like that, where they'll pick up things for other
yeah, and
people.
Go and do that and,
they,
and then do
and
like a little upcharge.
And they tack on 20% plus,
mm-hmm.
plus shipping or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's pretty reasonable when you consider what it's going to cost you to get
yeah.
to, you know.
That's true.
So, and, you know, some people will maybe charge twice as much.
More,
even
sure.
then. Well, what's that going to cost you to get down, go down there and get that yourself?
That's if when it becomes a dark hole of easily rationalizing the purchase. Yeah.
I will easily pay four times the price that anything's worth for it, you know.
Then it's like you could have bought a 5-day ticket or Park Hopper and Genie Plus or something.
Well, there's those things too. It's like, if I can get that, that'd be awesome. Mm-hmm. And if I can't get it, they're sold out. They don't, you know, whatever. It's not the end of the world. It's not something. It's like, nope, that's someone telling me that's powers that be in the collecting heaven saying, yeah, you didn't really need that.
Yeah. And just so, like, why?
Well, and the thing is, too, as a collector, you know, I've gone to a ton of shows. You've gone to quite a few shows with me.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's always something like, man, I should have got that. Or you circle around once and come back to that item. It's like, and it was just there. It was seriously, it was just there. I've been gone for 10 minutes and the next guy bought it. And I've got three, four, probably, if I really thought, you know, a dozen items like that I could think of.
Where I literally just had that last weekend when we went to Brick World.
Yeah.
And which one was it? Rogue.
Oh, okay. Was she gone?
She wasn't gone, but I left her.
Oh, and yeah, like, and then you wished. Yeah, you wished. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, but that's part of collecting, and you know, if you get it all,
hunt alive
if
too.
You get it all, what's then the what is there to, you know? There should always be something that you're looking for, or that thing that got that great whale that got away type thing or something.
I think the sickness though is that once you get the stuff, there's always something new that comes out.
Oh, there is.
Like,
there is.
Man, I can't get ahead of this.
Yeah.
I can't have a moment where it's like, especially with Lego. I mean, I've talked about this on the podcast of like, I have so many sets that I love, but then it's like, but they're always come out with the one. It's like, you've told me, it's like, well, there'll be more.
Oh, there will.
There'll be more.
You said that, you know, you've got three or four that you're wanting and you thought, hey, I was thinking about just getting them and then and I'll be done for the year. I'm like, oh, you won't be done for the year.
There will be more.
Trust me. And I think in that time, I don't know if something else came out or
it was the Sherlock Holmes or whatever set, which I then saw. I was
just keep waiting. There's something else.
Yeah, there will be more, I'm sure.
There's always something. And but you can't collect it all. Mm-hmm. You can't own it all.
No.
You can't, you know.
Realistically, you can't.
And
you can try, but you can't.
At some point, you will have probably the biggest premium. I've talked to a ton of collectors about this. Yeah. You know, the biggest premium in any collector's collection. Mm-hmm. It's not about, you know, it's not about the money, really. You know, I mean, seriously, you think, well, money costs money, right? It's like, no, it's not the money. It's the space.
Well, and that's the thing too, because you don't want to do yourself a disservice of like. Yeah. Just putting it in the closet or stuff like that, you know, like you want to show your stuff.
Yeah.
But realistically, it's just not possible.
Now, you can buy something. Now, I can justify almost anything and saying, look, I'll buy it now. I'll find the space for it later.
Sure.
If the thing sits there for 2 years or, you know, I mean, you can rotate some things into the closet.
Yeah.
And then say, hey, I'm going to put this out for a while or whatever. And I've done that with small
things. Look, he's justifying.
You know? Yeah,
justifying.
I'm doing it right. It's happening right now, folks.
Before your ears.
Right here before your ears. But, you know, and there's other things where I bought them and I bought something and, you know, 2 years later, I'm like, you know what? I had to have it 2 years ago, but honestly, and I'm looking at it with, you know, I'm not getting any younger, you know, it's like, and this room isn't getting any bigger.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you know, likelihood that that's ever going to see the light of day, it's going to be in a box, in a closet, and someone's going to be going through it, more than likely you, at some point, and saying, huh, wonder why Dad bought this. So, so you move something like that along. If you can get a couple big things out, you know, again, couple toys out and maybe one toy back in.
It's a what is that? Rational? No. I don't know what term I'm just trying to go up with.
It's a way of not overflowing your you know.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That's what us collectors have to do. And you know, it is nice too to have those moments where it's like, oh, I used to like really want those, but then it's like, okay, yeah, I can be okay
with
not having it.
Some things getting rid of, or, you know, getting rid of, and you're like, that felt really good. And I've had some things that I've sold to people that are literally, it's like their grail item.
Yeah.
I sold something to a guy, and he was with his family, and they were passing through. I think they were heading back to South Dakota, something like that.
Oh, okay.
They had just taken an entire Midwest tour of states or whatever.
Oh, wow.
And they're literally, I mean, I have stuff at a local antique store, have my own booth, and it was something he'd seen there, I think it was the type of thing where I had a picture of it there, but I said, because there's so many parts, I said, if someone's interested, I live a couple miles away, I'll run it up there. And they said they had someone interested right at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. It was right at the end of the month, I remember. Said, could I bring it up there? I brought it up there. The guy looked through it and was just thrilled or whatever.
What was it?
It was a Transformer. Transformer. Oh, lots of parts, lots of little pieces. And again,
was it the one with the
it was the Devastator, I think. I think it was, no, it was
what's the one that King. What's the one King. That you have with the cassettes?
That's Blaster. That's the last one I have.
That one was cool. I remember that one as a kid. I wasn't allowed to touch it, but I always saw it.
It's Blaster. Yeah, he's a boombox. And then the little cassettes transform too. But this was this was Predaking. It was five different Transformers that built
into
bigger
one.
Transformer. Mm-hmm. And he was I brought him out there and he's looking at it. Oh, I mean, the stickers aren't, I've got the sticker sheets that have never even been put on them. Cool. It's like, you can put them on, you know, every last little missile that goes with every character, their little bio card cut off the back of the boxes, and one box, though I had one box for one of the figures. Oh, so you even get one full box that has never even been, you know, that you could use for display or whatever. And he's literally, and had several $100s on it. Mm-hmm. And he's literally like, they're on their way home. Like I said, I have South Dakota. I think it said South Dakota.
Yeah.
South Dakota, North Dakota. That's what I got in my head anyway. And, he's literally like, goes to his family. There's like a boy, a girl, and these guys, you know, 12, 14, something like that. His wife, and he's like, okay, how much do you have on you? And they're literally pulling all their money out of their wallets, like what they have left. And I asked him, I said, no, seriously, you've got enough for, I don't want you guys to all of a sudden run out of gas on the way home. And he's like, no, we're good or whatever.
It's
but he's pulling every bit of cash. They're pulling their cash together. I'm like, oh man, I feel kind of terrible or whatever, but
hey, you would do the exact same thing.
Much do you have on you, Haley? Mm-hmm. But no, he was thrilled. He was thrilled, and he said, do you know where this is going when I get home? And I had a big box that it was all in, all the pieces wrapped up, bubble wrap, and all that. And I said, but he said, do you know where this is going in our home when we get home? And I said, where's it going? And he said, it's going right on our mantle.
That's
and he held his hands up high. And he said, this is going right on our fireplace mantle. And I'm like, so there's, so cool. I guess I'm saying it's something I didn't have to have any, you know, I bought
but
back in the 80s. It was cool in the 80s. Yeah. It was something I was into. I'm not, and I know that that's on display somewhere right now. And it's literally
like their
coveted
thing.
It's, it's the peak, it's the point, it's the top little, you know, top of the pyramid of their collection.
And
or
that's
whatever,
so fun too, because now too, like, you've given them that memory. Like, you've been part of that memory now for their trip. You remember when Dad was trying to get our cash for a Transformer?
Remember when Dad sent me out to the van for the and go through the change drawer, you know, or change compartment in the front or whatever? Yeah. But yeah, but you know, just knowing that, and I've had that many times. Mm-hmm. This pastor that recently, month and a half ago, that I had this exchange, he was thrilled to get this I think it was a TIE Fighter, Star Wars TIE Fighter. He was thrilled to get it.
Is it the ones that you had in the box or something?
I had two of those and sold one a while back, and this one was still there.
That's cool.
He was thrilled to get it. And it's just like, you know, and it had been in the box. It had never been out of the box. It was a Target exclusive, and I bought two of them on clearance and because the price was right, and I just put them aside, and I've had them for 10, 15 years. Mm-hmm. This guy's going to put this thing together. It's going to go out on a shelf in his Star Wars room, you know, whatever. And it's going to be on display. And it's going to be, it's going to breathe. The little guy, the little pilot guy, is going to be able to come out. And he's going to be able to get in the ship. And, you know, so it's just, there's a really good feeling knowing, hey, this is leaving my hands, but it's going into other hands.
Yeah.
And from time to time, another dealer, if someone else buys it and they can take it to their shop and sell it for $10, $20 more than what I was selling, then fine, because
you still got what you were hoping and expecting out of it.
So no, it's a good feeling to move something along, especially something you're like, thought you had to have a couple years ago, couple years, 5 years, whatever.
Yeah.
Now it's like, nope, I think I'm good. And once you kind of get that in your head that you're going to sell it, and that just, it just goes from there. You're like, you already count it kind of like, whether it's sitting out there on a shelf or whether it's been bought and purchased, you've already moved it along in your mind as far as part of your collection. So, and that's that helps, you know, because there's going to be something you're going to buy this week. There's going to be something you're going to buy this week at Target anyway. So.
Yeah. Yeah, right? No.
Hopefully not as big.
Yeah. Okay. So my next question is, what is your most, like, coveted, not coveted, I've used that word already, your holy grail, or, like, the piece that you desperately want in your collection, or pieces, if you had to,
There's a really cool, it's a Yoda display, and it was done by Pepsi years ago. Okay. I know, it has I think it might have a Pepsi logo on the base, I'm not sure.
Okay.
But it's of that, like when Attack of the Clones kind of, you know,
oh, Yoda
swinging and coming at you, and it's a statue, and it's big, but it's probably Yoda size, which, you know, is not 5 feet tall. It's like two feet tall, but it's and he's in motion coming at you. I've seen several of them. They go for $400 or $500. It's and they're all, you know, being a Pepsi display or Pepsi piece that they did Pepsi displays when that movie came out, you know,
in stores. Actual display.
Yeah, it's a piece that went on, you know, people, they build, you know, Pepsi displays.
Oh, interesting.
You know, back when the movie came out, probably because there were Pepsi cans with you know, Darth Vader and clones and or whatever, clones and stuff on it. Would have been before Darth Vader, but anyway, it's a cool piece. There's only so many of them, and that would be really cool to own sometime. It's got a big clear green Yoda's lightsaber, I, of course, I would have to have LEDs and stuff light it up.
Of course, it has to be authentic, you know.
Yeah, and then the Hot Toys figures. I'd really like a Chewbacca to go with my.
Do they make a Chewbacca? Inch.
They do. Oh, okay. And there's several versions. There's a really nice one coming out, and so that'd be cool to have and add part of the collection. Because otherwise, I've got the rest of the main crew. I call them the seven. It's kind of like the Death Star seven. You got Luke, Leia, Han, Chewie,
Obi-Wan,
and the two droids.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the Death Star 7, the main. I don't need Darth Vader and this and Greedo and the Stormtroopers and, you know, the 7.
Yeah.
Because they're, I don't know,
the moment you start considering someone else, then three other people come into that list. Because it's like, well, if I have this person, then you need that.
Yeah,
and it just goes from there.
You have to be careful what, you know, it's like Lego or, well, you know, it's like, you have to be careful. It's like, this could be a dark... This could be a dark hole. I'm going down. It's like, if I have that, then I'm going to want that. Then I'm going to want... It's like, you got to reel back at some point. Back it up.
Yeah, I think mine is... Do you remember... Well, of course you remember. I guess a lot of mine are like Monster High related. But is the Monster High storybook
ones? Oh, the storybook ones.
I still get Red upset Riding at myself. Hood. Red Riding Hood, it's... And then Cinderella, and then Snow White, but it's like Snow Bite.
Okay.
And what's
the third one?
I said it. Red Riding Hood, Cinderella, Snow White. Okay. I regret not getting those, and I should have got them in on Black Friday. But you're a kid, you know, you don't realize.
Why do you only have so much spending?
Well, yeah, and I think they were on sale for $15, which, in my opinion, on Black Friday, that's still not a great Black Friday deal. And especially back then, too, I think those dolls were, like, $20.
Right.
Maybe $22. But, like, so, realistically, on a Black Friday deal, it's like, all right, that's not the greatest.
Right.
But yeah, definitely those three.
I mean, that's what comes to my mind right off the tip top of my head. Because I've got almost most of everything
that I want.
I have one thing I'd like to get, and I'm always kind of keeping an eye out for, and this is a different odd, this would be an odd action figure, but I'm keeping an eye out on Facebook for a good, basic, real basic, straight on, arms straight down, standing, you know, no dynamic poses or anything, looking for a good 6 foot tall male mannequin. Yeah, I'm gonna make sure this goes out to anyone who could possibly have access to such a thing for a reasonable price.
Yeah, so just mom. Okay.
1 6 foot male mannequin.
Yeah,
and that would be to put my, you know, I bought years ago bought a Novos set of Stormtrooper armor, which comes pre-molded, but has to be. has to be trimmed has to everything. Be everything
that gotta, was at the time fitted to him
at the time was fitted to me. Now I would have to let out the stormtrooper belt just a little bit, but yeah, I never bought it to
we could just get the hair dryer out, you know, and remold it.
right that's true I bought that strictly, I mean really, not so much to wear and bang up and scuff up.
Well, you used to say that you were going to go to like a con,
yeah,
or something.
I thought about it. I thought mm-hmm. it would be cool to put on one time, mm-hmm. but and maybe I still would, but once again, after letting the belt out a little bit, but yeah. But adding, I always thought that'd be cool just to have a stormtrooper, literally one life-size stormtrooper character standing.
Does it come with the blaster too?
No, but I've got some Kenner ones that are close enough. I mean, if you were a 501st and super critical about how all your gear looks and everything, uh-huh. you know, it wouldn't pass.
What's but a 501st it would look, huh? to the listeners that might
That's
not
right.
Know.
That's right. 501st is the guys who cosplay as stormtroopers and get an actual stormtrooper TK 3016.
That's the
you
gun.
Get an actual
the
No, no, that's their that? That's their number. They get an actual.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah, because in Star Wars, you get a TK-704. Why aren't you at your post? Or mm-hmm. so they get an actual.
So they all have an actual.
Have
like,
an actual number,
thing.
an actual That's number, cool. and then of course they do that when they use mm-hmm. that on their when they have trading cards made of themselves to hand out to kids and stuff
That's
like
cool.
that. But I'd like to. I think if I had the mannequin, my. Mm-hmm. There'd be a little more pressure on myself to get the suit out of the box
and
finish it up. It's a big box. It's lots of parts. Mm-hmm. And it's got the black body stocking that goes underneath,
oh,
the
cool.
gloves, the cool rubber collar
like
thing around
yeah.
the neck, everything. I mean, it's all there except the blaster, which, again, I've got that.
I've got some,
and I would love to finish that out and just put it on display. I think
that's
that'd
cool.
be... really cool. Seemed like there was something else I was thinking, but before we went into that, but anyway.
Well, I have another one.
I was going to say, you mentioned the Monster High dolls, and I was uh-huh. like, whew, she didn't mention the Alvia.
Okay, well, that goes to something else. I was going to say, what is something that you, like, regret not getting?
I remember seeing the original Kenner 12-inch, which is based on the 12-inch Kenner Star Wars figures. It was the mm-hmm. same figure, the Indiana Jones figure, at a convention. Right. They had a really nice, pristine one mm-hmm. in a box, $30. I circled around. That's at the top of that list of mm-hmm. 10 items that I wish I had bought, you know, when I saw it. And saw it, $30. Again, $30 in 1980 or something like that. You know,
that's
it's
significant.
Like, oh, that's some money, you know. I mean, that is some serious, that was several hours of pay, you know, or whatever. I circled around the showroom or whatever, came back to it, thought, I'm going to take a little closer look at that. And where's it at? It's not on the shelf where it was at. And it's like, yeah, somebody just swung by and bought that. Which makes you also think, oh my gosh, then it was probably a pretty decent price for it. Or
like,
a very
on.
Fair price if someone mm-hmm. else snatched it up. But I've purchased one not too long ago that's not in the box, but is in super, super pristine.
That's the one you have downstairs.
I can't buy something that's all, I can't buy something that's all banged up. Doesn't have his hat with him, but... It was mm-hmm. a terrible hat that came with
I
the Kenner. It's
that,
a terrible. It's like this wool. They tried to go for the real fedora, and it is. They just get all fuzzy. Even in the box, they just look terrible. I'd like to craft, maybe a little help from you at some point. Cobble together a nice brown felt.
Put that on my resume.
Yeah, brown felt Indiana. Hey, you know what to get me for Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah,
I'll be taking head molds of my indie doll to take home to. To make a plaster cast of, and then
oh my gosh,
but that's one that I was like, oh man, I should have snagged that when I mm-hmm. when I had a chance. And there's other things I know, but what about you?
So now mine is one that I didn't have the option for.
Oh,
I found out after the fact is the Alfia Castle, which for those of you that don't know, that is the school that the Winx Club girls went to. How much could you have gotten that for? Like $5?
No, it wasn't that cheap. It was $6.
Yeah, so
that was when Target had just ridiculous.
I thought it was at Toys R Us.
No, it was Target.
Tars
oh no! I remember where I blew it. please, at least give me credit for knowing where I screwed up at.
So the cool thing was that Winx Club, they had. Like the, what is that called again? Third quarter?
Like the little 3 3/4 inch
figures. 3 3/4 figures.
Yeah.
And they have them in their, like, human, or not human, but just, like, their non-Winx version, and then their Winx version, which is, like, them with their wings and everything. And so the school was cool because it had all of their rooms, came with the villain Icy, and it was just cool and interactive, and it's not a big set, you know?
There was something that changed.
Yeah, if you put the doll in the top and you take them up the elevator or something, it makes them switch. It makes it look like they switch into their Winx version. That thing is impossible to find for a reasonable price.
Well,
now.
It's impossible to find with all the accessories and, yes. and God forbid, packaged. You know, in the box yeah. or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that was back in the days. We'll go down another little time, day and age with you that you'll remember. But, mm-hmm. you know, that was back in the days when Target, like, they went, you know, 30% off on their mm-hmm. items. Then they marked them down to 50.
Their clearance was good back then.
They marked them down to 70. They eventually went 90. They don't mm-hmm. even go 90 anymore because they'll just send it back. Yeah. They'll send it back. It ends up over at Ross or, mm-hmm. you know, one of your Marshalls or one of your yeah. resale, you know,
yeah.
Ollie's. Anyway, how many more stories want?
I don't know. It sounds like you're going to keep going.
Keep going. Goodwill. TJ Maxx. Okay.
Okay, you're done.
But they went deep mm-hmm. discount, you know, and they just all of a sudden an entire aisle or two would yeah. just all be clearance.
Well, that was the best time ever when you see them start moving. We're like, oh,
now clearance. people are so savvy. They're snatching that stuff up ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And back then, we just seemed like we always had kind of a leg up on it. Mm-hmm. There'd be times where Haley was
small. We can tell there's like a reason.
She was maybe on summer vacation, and her and I are out. Mm-hmm. I'm working, but still, I don't know, we're running around or something.
Well,
somewhere.
You're able to make your own yeah, schedule yeah.
So
with
we,
your job.
So we run out there, we're back in the toy aisle, and all of a sudden we look, and it's like, things are like 90%, I mean 90% mm-hmm. off. And mm-hmm. it's like, okay, that was $10, it's a dollar, or... Say. Or this is, mm-hmm. this was, oh my gosh, that game there where, that was $50. It's $5 right yeah. now. I don't have to keep going and explain what 90% off is, but it just, all of a sudden, something you wouldn't even maybe consider buying, all of a sudden it's like, hey, for a dollar or for $2 or whatever. Yeah. And there'd maybe be another mother or two during the daytime, mm-hmm. a lot of moms, you know,
yeah.
maybe back there, but you'd try not to stir up too much of a commotion. But mm-hmm. I would kind of lean over to Haley and her eyes would light.
I'm like,
light.
It's go time.
Her eyes would light up. And I'd lean over and I'd say, go up front and get a shopping cart.
And I'm like, and she'd be here we like, go, let's
oh,
go.
Oh, it is on it's like Donkey on. Kong, baby.
Dad's in his element.
And I maybe start just stuff. Grabbing a couple items without looking like, oh mm-hmm. my gosh, this is a great deal. Oh my gosh, this is a great deal. Mm-hmm. And once you pulled up with the cart and we start setting them in the cart, it's like, it's in the cart. That's ours now. So it's, mm-hmm. you know. And it just anytime you're in a store and you're looking at this one section, I don't care what you're looking at, yeah. music, books, whatever.
Socks.
All of a sudden, people start. It's like why are there all of a sudden people all around me? There mm-hmm. was no one here when I, you know. Mm-hmm. But on the clearance stuff, be careful because mm-hmm. they can like smell something going on, mm-hmm. and we would load up like a shopping cart, maybe even two, like that candy bowl in yeah. where it's just.
Curved at the top.
It just went above the edge of the shopping cart.
I remember as a kid too when it was like after Christmas and they had all the Christmas stuff on sale. Yeah. You'd be like, okay, go get it. Or like yeah. you'd be like, you can get your own basket. I'm like,
right. Oh, my own
I'm
basket.
Like all the lip smackers I'm gonna get. All the random like pooping reindeers of candy. I'm like, this is awesome. Yeah.
But I was
it's also cheap.
Right. Mm-hmm. No. You can load up, you know. Yeah. Plus you know, you have gift cards back then.
Well, yeah.
You know? So and that's also like, yeah. oh my gosh, I got a license to spend right
now. Yeah. Woohoo! Money.
But I think it was one time I was in the store, you were probably in school mm-hmm. and they had, I think, three of those Alfia, you know. And again, things are big inside. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've came out really good at the end on that too, like your Barbie and the Princess and the Pauper castle and
oh,
stuff.
Oh yeah, that was
I'm
my
like,
best birthday. Ever.
Things that I'm bringing home that are so big that we're like.
We always
I'm
did
like,
a good job
oh my
at
gosh,
storing
can I,
stuff, though.
Yeah, no, I know
like, for sure.
And you always took really good care of it. And my gosh, you still mm-hmm. got them for your kids someday, mm-hmm. you know. But things that I'd bring home are like, okay, not only am I Haley's not getting this right now. This will be for her mm-hmm. birthday in a couple months or whatever. Yeah. But I somehow have to justify this and explain this to your mom. Yeah. Oh, are you? It was $150. They had it for 27 bucks, you know, whatever bucks. I had to, are you kidding me? For 150?
Mm-hmm. You lower the price even more, kind of like to be like,
I'm like, look at this red sticker up in the corner. Look at this. Yeah. That's what I paid for.
Well, and then I've talked about this on the Christmas episode, I think, but with my brat's babies, my big brat's baby, mom brought that home, you know. Right. She's like, I can't help it. We can't help it when there's a deal involved.
Right. No, you really can't. It's tough. Well, because you can always, a lot of that stuff, you can, depending on what time of year it is, if it's after Christmas, you've got a long way to store it. But a lot of that stuff does make, you know, most of it was for us. I don't want anyone to get us wrong, but, for gifts or for toys for tots. Some of that stuff is great.
We try to always donate at Christmas time.
I've bought things ahead of time and put them back, you know, try to put them in such a place, probably in the garage, where and keep them bagged up, sealed up, you know, to where they're protected over the summer, fall, whatever.
Yeah.
But keep them, but also keep them to where we don't misplace them by the time it is time to donate them. But we've taken some really nice stuff up and donated at Christmas time. It's like, there's nothing wrong with this. And it's, I mean, it's brand new. And these were still cool toys that got clearanced, you know, way back when. So, but those were the best. You still catch a clearance item or like something Walmart, from time to time.
I feel like you recently hit one and got some good deals, but Target really doesn't get
aisles worth of, where literally it was like two aisles of the, it's everything on both sides of this aisle and the aisle next to it.
You
and
never
it's
see
all
that anymore.
Like 75% to 90% off or whatever. And you're just cleaning up for pennies on
and
the
I
dollar.
And I feel like sometimes too, it's just kind of sick enough where it's like, well, the clearance price is what this price should actually be, and like what the toy is actually worth, in my opinion. Right. Like, this isn't a deal. It's what it used to be priced in 2010 or something, you know?
And again, after collecting as much as we've collected over the years, space does make you reason differently now than it did 20 years ago when you're just grabbing everything.
I realize.
You had a little more.
So space was unlimited.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. So my next one, I have two more questions, I guess. So my next one is, do you have an item, like toy or collectible that you regret getting rid of? Do you have like a big one that you're
My G.I. Joe mobile support vehicle, which was one of the greatest Christmas gifts. I will go toe-to-toe with Ralphie and his Red Ryder BB gun, the MS, the mobile support vehicle, one of the greatest G.I. Joe, 12-inch G.I. Joe vehicles.
Is that what you talked about on the Christmas episode about that?
I think so.
Did you get rid of that or did Grandma?
At some point when I'm after high school, I'm living on my own. I don't know if that ran through a garage sale. All of a sudden, a few big vehicles disappeared, and you know, it's like, well, I've lost track. What's in Mom's attic or whatever? You know, what actually got sold at a garage sale? And I could have been the one to put a sticker on the garage sale. I do not remember doing that, but that's one thing. And it's big. And where would it sit right now? And sure, I still look at them on eBay, and you know, almost impossible to find complete. Or there's a motor, some motors and lights and stuff on that require have to function or whatever. Yeah. It's like, do those still run like they, you know? So I wish I hadn't got rid of that. Mm-hmm. But, and I'm sure there's other things.
Obviously, that's the first thing that comes to mind.
I got rid of my 3¾-inch Star Wars Death Star, which I probably would have held on to. But
Death Star?
Death Star, a little plastic.
When did you have that?
I
wasn't around.
Yeah, I've been around since I got rid of that. But that did pay for most of my Boba Fett that I'm proud to have on display. It took up more space. It was in a bigger box. And there's always things that you can you can think back and say, like, oh, man, if I could have that again. And you have some of those things. And when you were working for me,
your company Christmas gift to me was
I'd find one of the items that you had a little running list of.
I know.
Of things
it's
that
three
were,
things, yeah.
And
well, technically four with Alfia.
Between eBay, Mercari, Facebook Marketplace, able to track a couple of them down. There's still one or two out there, I think.
Well, if you count Alfia, there's two. But my big one is my first Littlest Pet Shop playset.
Right, right.
Which is the blue, like, I don't know if it's like a hospital. I can't ever remember the official name.
It's like a vet clinic or something
Yeah,
like that.
Because there's a couple different titles for it, and there were a couple different runs of it. But the big thing with that one is, because, like, I don't need the accessories. I have all the accessories for it. It's making sure the fish is in its little tank in there.
It's got to be in
there. And then making sure the hamster tunnel has the closing flap on the top.
Because
that was a piece that would come off a lot, but that one isn't always with it. But yeah, that one I regret. But yeah, you got me back my... for some reason, this one had such a significant memory in my head, but that Polly Pocket barn, I don't know why that had...
ranch thing with the horse.
Yeah, I don't know why that had such significance.
You got that for a birthday gift. One of your birthday parties, I think.
Probably, yeah.
And I don't know, for some reason, that really stuck in your head.
I don't know. I was just like, man, I shouldn't have got rid of that. Yeah, had all the stuff with it.
You know, not for an arm and a leg, you know.
Yeah, and then my brat's baby, Chloe.
Right.
Which it is funny. I see so many TikToks of people having all of them, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I would kill to have all of the girls in their original, like, outfits and everything.
Because when I got that one for you, there was one of the other ones. Mm-hmm. Someone was selling two of them.
Oh, okay.
Her and the other one. And at the price, you know, sure, it was more, but it wasn't ridiculous. I'm like, but what do I need? I think she just wants, you know.
And Chloe is, I'm like, realistically, she's the only one I need, for lack of a better term. Yeah, but it is fun to see them all. I'm like, oh, that would have been
cool.
Because I only remember as a kid, like, I don't even remember seeing them in the store necessarily. Mm-hmm. I just remember mom or whomever, whenever I got it, having it.
Yeah, we've told the story, I'm sure, but... Mm-hmm. That was one of those things I wanted to pick up for Haley one time. I thought it caught your eyes, or you really.
Yeah, I mean, I love brats cool and everything. Whatever. I had a lot of brat stuff.
And your mom immediately killed that. Mom is not.
But she tries to be realistic.
Toy. Yeah,
for
and she's
us.
Not a toy buzzkill or whatever.
No,
we don't need that.
But at some point, there needs to be a voice of reason.
But she was like, she doesn't need that. She didn't, you know, da 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 da. She doesn't. She didn't need that. And I'm like, all right, fine. So then she goes to the store by herself or whatever and does some shopping or whatever one evening, one day, whatever, and comes home and she's got that Chloe Bratz doll. And I'm like, what the heck? You know, or whatever. Yeah.
And it's a 12-inch doll. It's
sizable.
It's clunky.
And she said, I had it for $5. I said, well, that's awesome, but that didn't have anything to do with the fact that you told me she didn't need it.
Yeah.
Or it was never price. It was that she doesn't need this big doll.
Yeah.
What's she going to do with that? It's just another doll. Or what's she need with that for, with all the accessories or whatever. It's like, no, it was never about price. And she finds it for $5 and she has to pick it up.
Yeah.
So
that was great. I loved having her. And I still love her. She's on my shelf in my apartment.
I found that one
one was in
the
pristine
package.
Condition.
And I knew, and I told the lady.
That was nice. She wrote a card and everything.
Nice card.
That was cute.
I hope your daughter enjoys this. That, of course, I have to explain that the girl that my daughter I'm buying this for is 22 years old or what is it, whatever you were at that time. Probably pretty close
I think it was
22, to that,
yeah.
Very close to that, which, again, just adds to her story
the joy of it,
herself,
yeah.
Who she sold it to and everything.
Yeah.
So,
those are so fun, though. I mean, it would be cool. I mean, they're hard. They're definitely hard to find, for sure. But it would be fun to have Jade, Sasha, and Yasmin to have them in their original outfits. Because then they started to make ones that had, like, actual hair. Because that was the fun part about the Bratz babies, is that they were, like, molded hair, and you could snap their ponytails in and stuff.
And you don't have to deal with that, like, Barbie hair syndrome where, I really need to, maintain need to get her
it,
hair back
yeah.
together or whatever. It's like, hey, it's plastic.
Just,
it's hard.
Yeah.
It works. You don't have to, there's no maintenance.
Yeah, so it'd be fun to get the other three girls at some point. I mean, those aren't high on the list, but.
It's always good to have something like that out there. And then if you stumble into it sometime on Facebook or on eBay or something like that's really decent. Or at a show. You're like, wow, that was a random.
I just thought of another Holy Grail one that I just recently found out about.
Okay.
But I want it.
I'm nervous.
Really bad. New York Minute is one of my favorite movies, and it's the Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen movie. They made a doll 2-pack of them from that movie.
Okay. Is that Mattel?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Mattel might have made them.
Of Roxanne and, I just forgot the other, one of the sisters' names in the movie. But they made a 2-pack of them, and they go for a pretty penny, but it's pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
And I had no idea that those that movie had a doll line. But one day I randomly saw it in someone, so I was like, oh my, what is this?
Something we need to do that we have not, we have a place here, that a big flea market, but I think it's since stopped. It no longer is in existence after being in existence forever. Yeah. But there's a, one thing we don't go to is just, quote, toy shows. Yeah, we go to conventions. We go to comic conventions, which are more, which are much less pricey to go to than something where stars are at signing autographs and comic artists are at and stuff. Mm-hmm. I know up in Chicago there's what's called the Kane County Toy Show, which is supposed to be really a big deal. And and again, there's bargains to be found and just all kinds of oddities. You know, I mean, that's where you would run into maybe a random Bratz doll, And there's also one, I think it's a Carpenters Union Hall, something like that, down in St. Louis. So from here, we're about 3 hours away from either one. And we need to just go to a toy show.
That'd be cool.
Without it being so much a convention, a cosplay, a this or that.
I would have to make sure I was adequately paid and have payment on my accounts so I can buy stuff for
the fun thing about
my collections.
The fun thing about something like that, and we've done that with the past, is a little wheeling and dealing too.
Yeah.
You know, not to go in and offer somebody
like
an insulting offer, but just
say,
hey, would you take that, you know, or if I bought this and this, can you do a little
bundle deal?
It's always a little fun to feel you feel like you got a deal.
And I think too, like, there was this one place that we used to go to, and this guy had a bunch of Monster High dolls.
Right.
Had the same Monster High dolls every single time. And you know, every single time you transport something to a show like that, it's most likely that they might have a little slight damage from each time.
Boxes,
it's possible, you know, just dent or rough up
worn,
a little,
just edges and stuff.
And the guy was never willing to ever negotiate on a price or anything. It's not like we would, never offer a price that would be insulting to them.
Mm-mm.
But maybe, like, if it's a $30 doll, would you do 20? Possibly
25? 25, would you do 25?
Or
say, hey, you offer 20.
You offer 20, and then he's like, 25. And I'm like, well, I wanted 25.
Okay, well, I'll do 25.
Yeah. Because it's nice to give it that room to where it's like, then they offer you that, and it's like, okay, that's actually what I wanted.
And there's been times where
Then it's like, but he never budged, and it's like, well, fine, I don't want to buy the stuff from you anyways.
Yeah. I mean, we've had people that have been so kind, or just willing to deal and stuff, where I'm like, would you take a little less than this? And maybe as a $20 item, I'm thinking, maybe, I'd do 15 on that figure or whatever. And the guy, I said, I could. He said, I'll do 10 on it. I'm like, oh my gosh, that'd be great. Here, please, take my money. Take my money, please. I mean, I was going to offer him $5.
But
at that
point,
hey,
you don't mind.
And if he's happy, we've had a lot of people there. And anytime I've had, my stuff in the antique store, someone offers me, makes a little reasonable offer on an item. Well, I could do that. I can do that for you. So
I feel like something we do too is when we price stuff, it's not that we're overpricing things, but we're giving it that wiggle room to offer something lower.
Yeah.
Which it's like, that's okay.
It is still amazing how certain people will come in so low.
And it's just like,
really?
What is wrong?
I mean, I can take 20% off, but man, dude,
but
you're...
like 60?
You're wanting to walk... literally wanting to steal this right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
Yeah. Okay, my final question that I have...
Final question.
Is what is... Is there any toy or collectible or anything that you are looking forward to that is coming out, soon to come out, that you're like... Oh, I need to add this to my collection.
Boy.
And that literally could range from anything. So, like, Lego or anything like that, even.
Do you have something?
Oh, I have another missed one. I just thought of it.
Uh-oh.
One that I want to get one day is my Tony Stark Hot Toys. Or one that I missed out on. I don't know. I am not actively looking for him.
Right.
Now, mind you guys, this is the Tony Stark one that's, like... him in, like, the tank top. He's, like, doing his work and stuff, like, in the shop. Like, it's not, like, the whole Iron Man suit. I just thought it was really cool.
Yeah, it was a great likeness. I mean, Hot Toys have... basically...
I was heavily considering that for a little while. Uh-huh. But that's also when, like, I didn't make enough on money at my job to rationalize that. That would be more than half a paycheck at that time.
This is a month's pay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But sorry, go ahead.
There's got to be something always like that out there, hanging out there that's like, that's
you see it and it's like, whoa.
So something I'm looking forward to them coming out with, I'm always waiting for, and I don't know that this is coming. Does mm-hmm. that count?
That's fine. Have you heard rumors of it?
There's just the fans are always wanting a Death Star, some type of Death Star, for the Star Wars Black Series 6-inch figures.
Okay.
By Hasbro Pulse.
Like a full playset.
Just a full playset, which would be hundreds of dollars or whatever. But it would be a really cool, really cool way to display a bunch of figures and stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, that's something that's not in existence or not coming.
Anytime soon. Is there anything of listings recently that you've seen that's like, oh, I want to get that?
Well, I really want that new Superman. I really want the Star Cruiser, Star Speeder.
The Star Tours?
Yeah, the Star Tours.
Set.
Yeah,
for the figures.
I really want that, which is the replica of the quote unquote, you know, Star Speeder that you ride in Star Tours ride.
And yeah.
It's got all the opening doors. It has the LCD or the little video of the.
Does it play all the videos?
It plays all the different missions, I think.
That's cool.
And the sound effects and the lights on the side of the cabin.
How big is that?
It's scaled to these 3¾ feet. It's about two feet long. Once again, it's one of those things. It's like, okay, that's so big. Where do I put it? It's like, I don't know. I would just get it and then figure that
out. Hope for the best later. Yeah.
I know a lot of guys do, or
like
some guys,
they
just hang from the ceiling, you know,
cool.
at some point.
That's all you can do.
You can't see anything.
It's like, what is that? What do we go up? Or is that from something from some movie? It's
What's
like,
that?
Or what now? It's like, we go up or something. I don't know. I think that's from something.
Right. I'm sure it is.
But
that would be really cool. That would be really cool.
Yeah. I think mine is, I was telling you about this recently, but Bratz has been doing really well in their quality of dolls they've been releasing. And they have this new run with the four girls. So Chloe, Jade, Sasha, and Yasmin. And they come with t-shirts. And I think it's cool because the t-shirts that they're wearing is the t-shirts the dolls have on. And the whole point is that, like, I think they're like an extra large shirt. But the whole point is then that you, like, cut it up and design it how you want.
Okay.
Now, I probably wouldn't do that. But I really want them. And then the Fashion Pixies they're coming out with again. And those look pretty good. I am a little worried because they do look a little cheap. And some... It depends on the color of a fabric that you pick out. Because it can make it look kind of like that cheap fabric. But I really like those. And now, mind you, me saying that, that's 9 new dolls.
right.
For my collection.
But
I think that would be cool.
Again, there were some not too long ago that you went and looked at this weekend, and you look at them on the shelf, and here you've seen them, and you've seen them on the internet, you've seen pictures.
I see people styling them, and they look cool, but I saw them in person, I was like, I think I'm okay.
And that's actually a very...
That's a blessing experience.
Like finding something that you've been looking for, and you're like, oh my gosh, I've got it, you're holding it and squeezing it.
Because I was ready to drop $60 on all four of them.
Yeah. But to find something that, I think I can. I'm looking it over.
You're good.
I think I'm good. I think I can live without that. That's actually a very gratifying.
It's wonderful.
That's almost like just having sold four things and got them out of the house or whatever.
Absolutely.
Got them out of your room or out from under your bed and whatever.
Yeah.
So, sometimes finding something doesn't quite live up to your expectations, and now you don't have to have it. That actually can be a gift.
That's how I felt with that, because, if I got those four, too, then that's 13 new dolls to my collection,
right.
Which is a lot, and I don't have room for that. I don't even have room for 9, but I'm like, but they're cool.
Right.
I like it when they have, like, all those extra, like, Bratz is really good about having all these, added elements of details to them and everything, so I think that's another appeal that I have towards them. But I guess that's all I have to say on that.
What I wanted to say, add two things real quick, and that's one. This is one thing that we both have a couple of, or whatever. I have several everywhere, but one thing that I would look forward to, but don't know what it's going to look like or whatever. But Fisher Price little people that keep coming out in themes.
Yeah,
like there's a Jaws theme coming. Mm-hmm. You know, a little Jaws set with three little Fisher Price people. Brody and, and Richard Dreyfuss and
the whole crew.
Just little and packaged really, kind of cool or whatever. But those are a lot of fun to collect,
Yeah.
And you don't have to have them for every single, this is a set of five little people, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Yeah. That means I don't have to, you know.
Yeah.
And they don't take up a lot of space.
And realistically, you don't have to keep them in the box you either. Because I took my Seinfeld ones out, and that instantly saved me so much space.
Right, right.
Yeah, they made a Monster High one, but they're only on Mattel's website.
Okay.
Which I'm like, I don't want to order it from the website. Right. I just want to.
They're fairly reasonable, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, as far as if you break it down per figure or whatever, they don't take up a lot of space if you bust them out of the package or and it's kind of like Funko Pops. I think they're catching
Funko Pops.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like Funko Pops. I think they're kind of catching on. It's like there's a collector's market for it. You know, mm-hmm. if you get that, there's I Love Lucy. There's you know. There's so many different.
They have a RuPaul drag race set. Yeah. That's fun.
I got your mom the little NSYNC set for her birthday.
Yes,
which is cool. The five members of NSYNC or whatever. But yeah, it's kind of just fun. They don't take up a lot of space, and they've come up with some good licensees that they keep coming out with.
Yeah.
With cool little sets of those.
It'd be fun if they did like a full house set. I would
that'd be cool.
That'd be a big set. But that'd be cool.
You never know.
Yeah.
So. It's fun, and the other thing I was just going to tag on, it's cool that you and I, we understand each other's collecting. Mm-hmm. I understand what to look for in a brat's face to make sure the eyes are printed square with the nose, and there's certain criteria when, if I have my hands on a brat's figure, and you're, you know, at work or at home or whatever, it's like, hey, I got this in my hands. I'm at Target.
I need you to answer me now.
You know, are you interested in this? I found a really good one, you know, or whatever. She's printed really well or whatever. Her hair's perfect.
Yeah, and it's fun because we can always send each other like our list of like, this is what I'm actively looking for.
Did you know these are out?
Or did you buy this already? Or are you still looking for this? If not, I have this here. Yeah.
But I mean, and to add on to that, it's like, not only do we kind of continue to help each other, look, you know, find things or whatever, but we have all those memories sitting at Toys R Us at midnight waiting to go in because the new Force Awakens toys are released at midnight or whatever. Mm-hmm. And here we are sitting out there at midnight.
And then Jeffrey the giraffe starts walking out and you're just like, what is going on?
We're sitting on the curb with 30, 40 other people, I mean, you know.
We're always pretty close in line, too.
I mean, your sister Skye took her out to Barnes & Noble, which, coincidentally, was next door to the Toys R Us.
Yeah,
you know, for when the new Harry Potter book, whatever, was being released at midnight.
Yeah.
Why at midnight? Because it's released on the such and such date, and that's the earliest, 1201's the earliest they can sell it.
Yeah.
And, or whatever. So, but we did that. We've done our fair share of Black Fridays where we've had, we're sitting out there ready to, we've got our list. You've got your dolls that,
are we going to hide them before?
I was going to go into that, but yeah.
We only did that with those dolls actually. Genuinely, it really was just My Princess ones. Those three.
I might have done it one or two or times.
Well, you know.
But yeah, whatever.
You do what you got to do. Sorry.
You got to get the toys.
Yeah. And you know, the thing is too, is like, we're not hiding them in other sections. It's within the toy section. There are people that like go and hide them like under display, like shelves. That's ridiculous.
They say if you lift up.
Yeah, you'll find toys.
In those shelves, you'll find toys.
We should just go do that.
And I know how they lift up because I used to put those aisles together.
Or if you go to the trash can area, like the basket area, like there's probably going to be something hidden in there.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we should just go look sometime and see what we find.
And yet I feel like I'd be on, you know, they'd see me on camera thinking there's a guy who's hiding a toy. It's like, no, I'm just looking for the toys that
others, nosy.
Have left there for me.
I want to see what they see as valuable.
Right. But we've gone to all those things together, so there's a lot of memories there, us sitting out there at midnight, and they're coming down the line, handing us each a little special Star Wars Lego brick or Star Wars pin or something like that, and they're like, oh my gosh, look, we're getting the poster too. They're giving us a poster too, or whatever.
It's the little thrill of the bonus things.
I mean, it's totally a poster. You're gonna go home and not put up on the wall, but you got one.
But you got it. Yeah.
It's huge. It's huge.
Yeah.
So we've done so much of that. It's like, it's part of us, but
it's ingrained in our,
it's not just, it's
nature.
Not just the toys, not just
no,
the plastic,
it's the memories
of doing it together and stuff. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. Good times. Good times. Yeah.
Well, okay. I have one last thing.
Oh no.
So I'm actually gonna have you open your birthday gift. Oh my gosh.
This is.
And I think mom is standing outside because I texted her.
This is an
her.
Unprecedented moment.
She's gonna come in and
in
just
podcast
watch.
History. This is an unprecedented.
Moment. So you guys won't be able to obviously see it, but I'm just gonna have Dad open so we can just have his live reaction.
Do we
want
to welcome Mom to the show?
Yeah, hi Mom.
Hi. I wasn't lurking. You invited me.
Yeah, I texted her while we were talking. So go ahead.
Okay. All right, this is crazy. What are we doing
this
here?
This is for the man that has everything. It is difficult to buy for as we
imagine,
have had.
Because you've come up with some pretty insane things for me, including a custom-made Brad style
last year
of
was...
myself last year.
Yeah.
Which is on display in our art museum. Because it is a work of art. Oh, no. Yeah. Did you give me something without without an exacto?
It's just scotch tape. You
I'll
should
let
be
you
able
open
to.
It. Oh, you know what? I've got my... I have my
clippers.
Actually, I don't.
Here we go.
You want me to run and grab some?
No,
I can't imagine what this is, because I'm pretty sure it's not a Hot Toys Chewbacca figure.
Yeah, right? There we go.
Okay, now I can open it. What is this? What do we got here? Oh my gosh, what is this? I can't say the last name, because...
Yeah.
What is this? Oh, that's cute. Is it like Charlie Brown characters?
I drew it. It's a family portrait as the Peanuts of us.
Awesome.
As Mom, Dad, myself, and our dog Buddy on it.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. Oh, and there's my hoodie.
Yeah.
hoodie that I wear all the time.
He has this 3/4 zip that... that was my grandpa's, his dad's, that he wears literally all the time.
I've worn all the time.
And then, in here,
I love it.
There's an extra little envelope. You have a magnet that I'm making you put on the fridge.
Oh, you can do that? I can do that.
And that one's for
Thank
you.
You.
Oh,
yay.
Thank you.
Very cute.
So,
thank you.
You're welcome. And then I have a couple extra prints of it. And then I printed off a couple of our photos from the Lego trip.
From the Lego trip? From the Lego convention.
Those three are
from Brick World, Chicago.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, well, happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm still 61 for 2 more days.
Yes. Barely.
Just barely. I'm hanging on.
But
thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yeah, I had thought of that. It's funny because when I was at work, I draw on sticky notes sometimes when it gets slow. And, look at that Buddy.
Love Buddy from Straight On. He's got very much that Snoopy, that happy Snoopy look.
Mm-hmm.
We had.
I made his little scruffy hair.
It's great,
a couple silent texting conversations while you're on the couch and I'm in the chair and I'm trying to, like, communicate with her. She'll ask me, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? And I'm trying to give
I think
her
I caught
feedback.
One of those. But you're giving her, you're just like, you didn't give anything up to me. But it's like,
I have a photo and I have the original, but I had drawn each of us separately on a sticky note. And it's funny, I cut them out and then I taped them all together to literally make that. So then I took a picture of it on my iPad and then drew it on Procreate.
Oh, wow.
So it was a whole process.
It's gone through some processes. Mm-hmm. Wow.
But
that's really cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. Awesome. So happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you
and
very much.
I think that's it. I do have to say you're at 127, so
Joyous.
Mom's episode is longer.
Oh, no. Hey, I can talk. Let's talk toys for another half hour. It's okay. What was Mom's episode?
Like 130, I think.
Oh,
or
I can stall. I can run the clock for another. Hey, what do you think about that Yoda lamp over there? What do you think? That's pretty cool. That's Brad. That's the Bradford Exchange. That was purchased in 2000. What do we got? Now I got two more minutes. Love those figures from Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah,
over there.
I do have to say, I am the entire time. So we've been sitting on the floor, and to my right is an entire droid, like, factory.
It is a droid factory.
We have a 2XL, which is not Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah.
We have
But he looks good with them.
Yeah, no, he does.
He looks good.
We have why did I just forget her name? Lola. We have two Lolas. We have a mouse droid, which is a popcorn bucket that I got for Dad.
He
from
is awesome.
That
he
was
really
one of my
awesome.
Favorite things that I got for you.
It's one of my favorite things in the room. It really is.
Really?
It's really cool.
It's so
I love
cool.
It.
It's literally just so accurate. I have so one, cool. too. I got it from So when you do the Disney College program, there's Flamingo Crossing is the area where you live. And they have Facebook groups, which is like buy, sell, trade. And I was able to find two of those. I got one for 10 and one for 5, which like is a really good deal.
It's a steal.
And then we have the 50th anniversary R2-D2.
R2-D2. Then that's the...
What is that one?
That's the one from the Halcyon, the defunct Star Wars, you know, experience. The hotel, the...
Oh! When'd you get that one?
I got that one...
Did you order that one?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
I found someone that had purchased some of them.
And then you got it. Oh, okay. Because I'm like, I don't remember that one. That one's from the Disney, like, hotel experience.
The name of the ship, quote unquote, ship, was the Halcyon or whatever. And that's the droid that you see on that. I'm like,
okay.
We'll never stay there. The thing's closed. It's being shut down. And it's just be kind of a cool thing. And it was kind of cool. He's one of the few that have something come out of his dome. I'm like, he's different enough.
That is
and I
neat.
Just thought, that'd be kind of a cool one to have. Then I have my build a droid one.
Yeah, which, what did we name it that? It was a...
SH-1N. No, ST. S-T-O... I'll have to look back.
Because what does it stand for? Well, don't say it, but we can...
I thought it was S-H-I-T, but...
Yeah, I thought it was S-H-1-N.
It's not
Oh, wait, no, because that's spelled
shit. Oh, it's 1-7. 1-7. For some reason, you were counting the 7 as like a T.
Oh, okay. So did you put it on it?
I don't think it's on it.
Oh, man.
I don't think.
And then we have... I thought you did it with vinyl, but I guess not. And then we have Babu Frick.
DJ Rex. Yeah. And another Lola, and got that whole, cool. And I've got some build a droid, nice metal signs and stuff too.
Yeah,
I'm looking at. Oh, there it is.
Oh yeah,
but I did it in Batu. Oh,
so it's 1-7.
So it's something. Yeah, I think it's
SH-1-7.
1-7, I think. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
That's so funny.
Oh, and behind you, R2-D2,
and then we also have the Iron Giant.
Yeah. Well, that's okay.
Now.
That's all right. It's his leg.
Oh, there we go. My leg.
Keep going. Keep taking time. We're running some clock. This is good.
I'm trying to get him to stand up.
He'll stand there.
Who's
and then
me?
You've got and so you've got Chopper and
oh,
R2-D2.
Yeah. Oh, I like that I like that.
Because I think that R2-D2 you had to carry across the parking lot in
120
degree weather.
I was in so much pain that day and was sweating.
There was a point where you had such a discount.
Yeah, I had.
I'm like, I went
up
have
to.
That for,
it went up to 50% off.
I was like, 50% of, you know, it was one of those things. Well, 50% of $100 is only $50. I'm like, hey, for $50, I'd be all over that or whatever. Do you mind picking it up? It's only in a box the size of a.
Well, it was huge. They didn't have a bag for it, but the bag they put it in starts slicing into your fingers. You're walking halfway across the park and then to the parking lot to find your car, and it was a lot.
We have each whether we've stood in lines, whether we've carried massive amounts of. Of merch, whether we've had to run to the front of the store to grab a shopping cart.
We have sacrificed greatly
for each other's collecting habits over the years, and we've come through for each other in a clutch.
The blood cutoff circulation has been extended.
I don't know where you're going with this.
It's been extensive.
Okay,
that's the word.
But you know, there's. We know, and these are pieces of plastic, and this is, you know, this is all this stuff is just plastic for the most part, and fabric, you know, but it takes us back to another place, another time, some nostalgic and stuff, and we know what it means to each other.
Yeah,
even
the
though
significance
it's just,
that it has.
It's just flipping plastic
stuff,
battery operated plastic.
But
coolness.
It's fun. And it's our way that we all bond together, too.
Yeah,
with it.
So.
But yeah. All right, we're going to wrap this up.
All right.
You are at 33 minutes, so.
So what's that?
So that is more than mom, so
awesome.
Do not hold it over her,
stinker. You cannot edit this at all.
Oh, I'm cutting out a whole section.
I need every second that we put into
this. It's only
this,
45 minutes long.
Ouch.
But yeah, well, happy birthday, Dad.
Thank you for my awesome gift.
You're
and
welcome.
Gifts,
and you're welcome.
And thank you for being my collecting buddy all these years.
Of course.
And we will continue to continue to collect, yeah, and at some point we'll break through with our collecting podcast. And
yeah, one day. I think it'll have to be like a vlog channel, because we got to show our stuff too.
It has to be, yeah, yeah, that kind of stuff. There's too much that you guys are not seeing.
Yeah, right now. There's so much to be seen in so many different areas that each of our collections reach to.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is cool. Because yeah. obviously we have our common ground, but we have all of our own side quest
yeah.
things.
And we do have stuff that overlaps where yeah. we both have certain figures, mm-hmm. certain pops, certain things. And that's yeah. fun too. It's like, yeah. are you getting it? Yeah, I'm getting it.
Yeah.
It's like, and then there's those times, I'm sorry, I know I'm just running this long, but it's like, there are those things where it's like, you like something and I like it, and I'm uh-huh. like, I'm gonna go ahead and get it. Are you gonna get one? And you're like, no, I'm just gonna wait till you die and then I'll take yours.
I'll get it one day.
I'm getting it someday.
Let's keep in mind that I always say in a hopeful very future day.
right.
Very future day. Very, not anytime
very far,
soon.
Very far off.
But like, I will get it one day.
It's like, it's okay. As soon as you go through the self-check at Target, mm-hmm. I know it's mine already. Yeah. So.
I know it'll be mine. Just consult me before you sell anything.
That's right. Well, we do that too. It's yeah. like, and we're good about checking with each other.
Yeah, we really are.
Just this weekend had some little things that I'm going to move along. Checking with me. Hey, do you have any interest in any of these? Yeah. If you do, pick out what you want, and yeah. the rest is going.
I just go to the toy store every time. Yeah.
basically. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. All right, guys. Have a great week. Stay hydrated. It's going to be hot. And I think that's all we got.
Collect.
Let your inner child
buy stuff.
Thrive.
Buy cool stuff.
All right. This has been
Oh My Lanta.